With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
First of all, it's an African nation and they are technologically advanced. Wakanda is technologically advanced. But I didn't want to infuse technology into the costumes because I felt that it would date the film. Wearable tech is just like anything. You buy an iPhone today and tomorrow it's already, there's already a new one out. So I didn't really want to have people walking around with a brick on their shoulder that meant that it was some kind of technology, and then leave it up to someone to fix it in post. For the most part, I let the technology fall in the hands of the visual effects department. So when you see the film, they open their hand and a hologram appears. They have basically, everyone in Wakanda wears a bracelet called the Kamoyo bead. And the Kamoyo bead is their source of technology. It's their phone. Everything stems from the Kamoyo bead. You see, they take a bead off of their bracelet and they can heal people. It's just the one part of technology that every other one uses, no matter what costume that you're in. The warriors wear them, the queen wears them, the sister wears them. The panther suit does have a bit of forward technology in that it's designed to have a stream, or I should say a line of Wakandan language that is designed on the surface of the suit. So it's kind of like a vein that goes all over the suit, and that vein has these little parts of the Wakandan language traveling throughout. So that when the panther is met with the force, the kinetic energy lights up.
For the mom, you had this beautiful headdress that she was wearing at his ceremony. Can you explain
that? Yes, there's a headpiece and there's also a shoulder piece. Both of those pieces were created from 3D printing, and we had to go to a 3D printer that would allow us to use a special material that was flexible and therefore wearable. So I went to a girl at UCLA who was leading the way in that technology, and she had a connection to this special 3D printer in Belgium, and that's where we printed her headpiece and her shoulder mantle.
The different other types of clothing that we saw throughout the movie, beautiful, by the way, just a beautiful movie. With the main character, Chadwick's character, he had different, it looked like symbols maybe in some of his clothing. Can you talk about when he was in the afterlife, he had this beautiful white outfit with gold, the colors, the symbolicness of the colors and the culture maybe?
Well, Chadwick's costumes did have Adinkra symbols. We love the kind of infusion of the Insevity language and the Adinkra symbols, and the production designer created a whole language for Wakanda. And that was based on the Insevity language of Nigeria. And you know, the Adinkra symbols are ancient symbols in Africa that have, you know, special meaning, and they all mean something different. And so we use those symbols throughout. And in one of his vests, his purple vest, he has the Adinkra symbols embroidered on that vest. Now, when he goes to the astral plane, he's wearing a white tunic, and it has a Nigerian embroidery around the collar.
How do you work to get these costumes to, as they say, make it live on screen? What's your process?
Well, we start with illustrators. I usually hire, on this particular project, I hired 5 illustrators, and they sit in a dark room in front of their computers, and I have a team of people that are doing a lot of research, and on this project, we researched Afrofuturism, Afropunk, forward fashion, high fashion, couture fashion, wearable tech, We also, what was very important was that we researched the indigenous tribes of Africa and throughout Africa, and there were very specific tribes that we were interested in. So, for example, the Dora, they have a tabard down the front that I really wanted to bring to the whole costume a sense of history and spirituality and just really make it something super special, like it could have been as a uniform that has been in the world of Wakanda. Yeah, we looked at the beadwork of the Maasai tribes. We looked at the red color of the Turkana. We looked at the clay of the Himba and their leather pieces. We looked at the neck rings of the Indibele, and we use those elements to create the story of the costume.
Is there anything that you maybe think about first thing to start your day to get your creativity flowing, maybe to laugh? Is there maybe like, well, I call people a personal heaven before they start their day?
You know, there's so many questions and so many distractions throughout the day. You know, I feel like I'm at my best very early in the morning. And when it's quiet and I've had some good rest, and that's when I feel like I problem solve the best. And then, you know, I really do try to start my day kind of peacefully.
So when did you realize you were good at this? Were you good at making costumes? Was it in high school? And say, hey, I can make a living doing it.
You know, when I was at Hampton University, I was a costume designer on campus. I was doing all the plays and all the musicals, and I costume designed for their dance company. I did everything. And so I had already kind of decided that that's what I was going to be. And it's the only thing I've ever done. So, you know, you come into Hollywood and you get bigger budgets, you get more money to work with, and there's a huge learning curve to that. You know, how do I manage a budget like this? How do I manage a crew like this? And how do I still stay true to my art? And I feel that the art was always in me. I always felt that I was an artist first, and I was just, you know, waiting to get the project that would showcase my artistry.
Speaking of which, happy 30-year anniversary to you in the relationship with Mr. Spike Lee, right? This is 30 years.
Oh, yeah, exactly. 30 years ago, we did School Days based on experiences that we all knew quite familiar with it, having gone to HBCUs.
Do you keep in touch with the people from those days, your high school, your friends? I mean, who do you trust in your life most?
Yeah, I do. I have my best friend I went to Hampton with. Robbie Reed is here in Los Angeles. She's a casting director. We were in the same dorm. I have friends in New York that I went to college with. They always say that you make friends for life in college, and that's very true. I'm still connected to them, and some of us are in the same industry.
Any suggestions for people who now want to learn how to do what you do?
Yeah, I think that you have to start with some kind of education. I formed my own style of education, and that's not always advisable, but I think the bottom line to that is your passion, and you have to be passionate about this field. It's a lot of sacrifices. It's a lot of work. You're not in front of the camera. You're not the star of the show. Other people are. It's a service profession, and you've got to really understand that if you want to stay alive in this, because people will embrace you when you know your stuff, and they will also embrace you when they see that you're not so concerned about being in front of the camera. You really are a support.
How does it feel to have a reemergence of cultural pride through the clothing that you designed in this major movie?
Yeah, well, it kind of felt like we were kind of inching, as the years go by, inching our way away from culture, I think, worldwide. You know, with pop culture and music and all the other things that young people love, they were embracing a subculture, you know, and that was sometimes not necessarily a positive. You know, the rap has gone through a metamorphosis, you know, so mm-hmm. We have explored and been a part of so many things. African culture and our roots was only being explored with, you know, slavery. And I felt that people were really kind of tired of seeing the films where we were downtrodden. Having a film that showed our gloriousness was beloved, and it was beloved by all because everyone kind of had slipped away from culture to a degree.
What are you most proud of? What film, what work, what costumes you can say, this was my absolute most fun, my best?
Oh, I would definitely say Black Panther was my my best. I can't say that it's the most fun, but it's a lot, really hard project. It was a lot to do and a little time to do it in. I think my most fun, and you know, when I look back at it, was maybe Tina Turner. What's Love Got to Do with It? Because of the music and who she is, this big icon. But they're all really hard to make. I think, you know, it's wonderful to be able to present your work to the world, and that really is, you know, a laborious process.
I look forward to seeing some of your designs, I know, in the future in the Smithsonian and the African American Museum. Some are probably already there, right?
Yeah, I have four illustrations there that they're rotating, and then I have Oprah's costume from Selma in the African American Museum there at the Smithsonian. Maybe one day I'll get some Black Panther pieces in there.
Oh, yeah. Until next time.
Thanks for joining us. You be well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.